Welcome to the Latino Business Report. In this episode, I sit down with Grammy Award winner AJ Castillo, a respected American singer of Mexican descent. Renowned for his abilities on the accordion, his talent in cumbia and Tejano music, AJ is blazing trails in the music industry. AJ wears many hats as a recording artist, accordionist, singer, performer, producer, and he now has his own record label. Beyond his musical prowess, AJ's genuine warmth and kindness truly set him apart. In preparation of this interview, I had the privilege of spending time with AJ. He gave me a private tour of his new studios. We broke bread. I even had the opportunity to meet his parents. Getting to know him on a personal level revealed his unwavering dedication to his craft and his deep-rooted commitment to community service. It's no wonder he stands out amongst Tejano artists. Prior to this interview, I confess, I was an occasional listener of AJ's music, but now, having a glimpse of the person behind the performer, I become a devoted fan. Join me as we go backstage with an intimate conversation with AJ Castillo. Trust me, it don't get no better than this.
Welcome to the Latino Business Report. This podcast covers business, people, and issues of the day from a Latino perspective. The Latino Business Report is brought to you by TAMAC, the Texas Association of Mexican American Chambers of Commerce. TAMAC is the leading Hispanic business organization in Texas since 1975. Now for your host, J.R. Gonzalez.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the special edition of Latino Business Report. Why is it special? Well, I tell you why. One, we're not at our regular studios. We're in San Marcos, Texas, and we're here with AJ Castillo. Yes, you heard me right. AJ Castillo, Grammy Award winner, the man, the legend, the myth, doing some fantastic jobs. And we're at his studios, Redwood Studios. These studios were developed by AJ, designed by AJ. So he's recording his music and bringing in other artists from different parts of the country to record here. So very excited about being here today. And I'd be remiss if I didn't tell everybody, hey, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get started. AJ, how are you doing today?
What's going on, Mr. JR? Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, man. No, thank you for letting me try your studio. This is a cool place, AJ.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
No, I am impressed. But we'll get to that. We'll talk about the studio here in a little bit. But I did want to say thank you for being on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Now, AJ, you're young. You're successful. You're Latino. You've made a mark. And I'm very impressed. I listen to your music. I follow your music. Not as much as I probably should, but I'm old, AJ. So you've really made an impression, not only with your awards, but the things you do for the community. So let's just start real quickly. How did you get into the music business?
I started at a young age, man. I was, I tell a lot of people, it's in my blood. I grew up playing music. You know, my grandfather played the accordion, la acordeon, and my dad's father played the guitar and sang. And, you know, I have a musical family. You know, my uncles and my dad, they had a band called Rumores from the Austin area. And that's how I started. I started playing at quinceañeras, weddings.
So you grew up in the business.
I grew up in the business. I grew up playing at church. And then I went to college. And when I went to college, I went to UTSA, San Antonio, for, you know, my love of Tejano music, conjunto music, la acordeon. And that's where I met different producers. I met a producer in particular named Gilbert Velasquez, and I started recording at a studio. So I became a studio musician. I was recording on all the Tejano artists' albums, Jay Perez, Ram Herrera, Joe Posada, you name it. I was doing all the songs,
okay,
all the accordion.
Now, the accordion is your instrument of choice.
Mm-hmm. That's my instrument.
Why?
I believe the accordion chose me. It's just something that always spoke to me. And like I told you, my grandpa played the accordion. Okay. And it was always laying around at the house. He had a red Scala, old red Scala. And I asked him one day, Grandpa, you think I can borrow it? And he said, mijo, take it. So I took it. And, you know, I started practicing in a few weeks, I'm going to be ready for the stage. I'm going to start doing concerts. And, you know, I didn't realize how hard the accordion was. It's one of the hardest instruments in the world.
It's a tough one. It's a tough
one. Yep.
So at what age did you start playing the accordion?
I started playing accordion at the age of 10 years old.
10 years?
10 years old.
Damn, the accordion was bigger than you at the time.
It still is. I'm small. I'm tiny. Hombre, te
crees. Well, so you started playing the accordion and back up in the quinceañeras and everything. So understandable. Oh, you went to school. Did you study music in school? Where did you go to school at?
No, actually, I went to UTSA.
UTSA, okay.
And I got my degree in business management.
Business management.
Business management, okay. Yeah. So nothing with music.
Had nothing to do with music.
Nothing at all with music. But it helps, you know, for my what I do
well,
now.
Well, it does
you
know? Now, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happened to you after graduation? Did you go straight into music or did you do something else?
No, I mean, I've always been, even when I was going to college, I was still playing with different bands. I was playing with Ram Herrera. I was playing with La Diferencia at the time.
Okay.
And then I was at these clubs and these festivals and these places, and I would always look around and see, like, man, I'm the youngest person in here. Why is that? Why am I the youngest person always wherever we go? And that's when I started thinking, I need to start making my own music. I need to come out as an artist. And, you know, for people that are my age, to keep the industry going, you know, to keep the
keep it alive. Keep it alive.
And I feel it's important, you know, for people to be able to connect with somebody that's your age, you know, because it's harder for a 20-something-year-old, 18-year-old, 16-year-old to connect with a man that's 50, you know, that's your dad's age or whoever,
yeah,
you know, but if there's somebody your age, it's easier to connect and you continue to, I wanted to continue to push the culture forward.
Are we talking age discrimination here?
No, we're not. We're not.
How old do you think I am, man?
No, I'm not. I wasn't talking about
you. Okay. Okay. Just an example. I get it. Okay. No offense taken. No, that's good though. That's good. And we need that. We need that constant young blood coming into the industry, keeping the music alive.
Exactly.
The whole Tejano genre, I know it's, I mean, aquí in Texas, it's Tejanos, we all understand it, but how big is the footprint? I mean, it's pretty much all over the country,
it's
right?
It's everywhere, brother. I've been everywhere from Michigan to, this year I'm going to be doing a big concert in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'll be in Clovis, New Mexico here in a few months.
Okay.
Everywhere from California to Miami to Chicago to here in Texas.
Yeah,
to
big even, crowds. Every
even
time
in Mexico,
show.
Monterrey, you know.
De veras.
Yeah, man. So, everywhere I've been blessed and definitely blessed to travel the country and to go all these different places and meet so many people. And a lot of people ask me, this is a big question that I get all the time. Where are you the biggest at? Where do you have the most fans? Because that's what you were going to ask me, right?
Sure. Okay.
No, I mean, one of my favorite places to perform and one of the biggest is in the Tucson area, Phoenix and Tucson area. And just the following over there is incredible. And
wow.
And it's crazy because, you know, before, you know, I didn't travel much, you know, when I was younger, you know, you think Tejano is just Texas.
Yeah.
But I did a show in Arizona, in Sales, Arizona. And you see people and you think that they're Mexicano or they're Tejano, but they're native. They're not, they don't speak
Indigenous.
Spanish, but they look like us. They look like me. They look like you, but they're native. It's amazing, man. It's just crazy and to think that my music
we have sangre at, the Native yeah, Americans
exactly
anyway,
exactly
right?
but that they like my music and dance to my music and they ride for me like hard. It's crazy.
That is cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now you started, but before you got into a music career, you had a different career for a while there. I understand. You were a teacher.
I was a teacher. Yeah, don't tell
no
nobody.
Kidding. A teacher. What age, grade level?
I used to teach SBS, so it was it was a combination. It was a third, fourth, and fifth graders. And it's pretty much kids that have been kicked out of other schools already, and this is like the last stop. Yeah, so they, you know, a lot of the kids had anger management problems, just different things like that. And
so you could identify
I was a
with
teacher.
The little...
Yeah.
With the Lovato Locos, huh?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah, there was some wild kids, man.
God, so how long did you teach?
I was a teacher for 7 years. For 7 years. So I would work Monday. I would get off of work at 3:30. I'd go to the gym. I'd leave the gym. I'd go to the studio. I'd be at the studio till about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd drive back to Austin from San Antonio. I'd sleep about 2 hours and do it all over again the next day.
Wow.
And then I'd hit the road on Friday. We'd play Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, come back. First thing back at work on
do
Monday.
It again.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Did that for 7 years.
7 years. Okay.
Then you decided to break out. Say, yeah.
I decided to quit.
It's kind of like your tour of duty in the schools was over.
This shit ain't for me.
And but thank you for your service.
No,
that's like veteran stuff.
No, I mean, brother, it was the best thing for me because that's where I grew up. You know, that's where I learned that there's more to the world than just myself. Yeah. You know, it's not always just about me.
Now you grew up in Austin, right?
I grew up in Austin. I'm
Montopolis.
From Austin. Montopolis, USA.
There
yeah.
you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you
people that are listening, like, where the hell is Montopolis?
Montopolis. If you're from Montopolis, you know where it's at.
If you're from Austin, you know where
definitely.
Montopolis is at.
And
yeah.
you went to Crockett, and it,
and if
Crockett
you're,
High School?
Yeah, I went to Crockett. If you're Raza, you know where Montopolis is at.
Man, that's where I remember, you're probably too young to remember, because as you pointed out so nicely, I'm so much older, but... I remember in Montopolis back in the day, they had Fiesta Drive-In.
Yeah.
And we'd go to the drive-in and watch all the Spanish
movie
language
theater.
Movies.
Yeah.
Movie
theater, yeah.
See Cantinflas on the drive-in screen, seeing that. And then Limon's Bakery out there. Yeah, there's some good places.
Yeah, Limon's Bakery.
And then
good memories.
Definitely good memories, definitely. But when it got dark, you didn't want to be there sometimes. It's kind of a crazy area. But as you're looking at it, so you got into the music industry, what do you feel was your real mark? I mean, you're playing all these little gigs and these backup things, but what was the thing that's just in your mind clicked and said, okay, this is what I want to do full time. This is where I am going to concentrate my time and energy.
I think what I did one show, what we're talking about, and it was a few shows. We were away on the weekend. We came back from, I believe it was Phoenix, as a matter of fact. And we got back. My bus pulled into Austin at 6 o'clock in the morning. We got to Austin at 6, my tour bus. I got off the tour bus. I went home. I didn't have time to take a shower. I brushed my teeth. I changed and I went to work. And I got to work dead ass tired. And I was thinking, what the hell am I doing, man? Why am I doing this shit to myself? And, you know, a lot of people would tell me, man, if you just focus on your music, I'm sure, you know, things would be even crazier if you just, you know, took time and focus on your music.
Because teaching pays so well, right?
Teaching is tough, man. I got to give all the credit and respect to teachers. They don't get paid enough, man.
They don't.
It's a tough job.
They don't.
It's so much you have to worry about, brother. Like, so much. You're raising people's kids. You're raising people's kids, and you're making $40,000 or however much you're making, $48,000, $50,000, and you can't even afford a house in Austin.
Yeah.
So if you're a teacher in Austin, you have a college degree, you can't even afford to live in Austin. That's how expensive Austin is. It's crazy. So I said, man, enough with this shit. I'm not going to do this no more. And that's when I decided I'm going to focus on my music. And thanks to God, you know, we're doing great. I'm doing great. And it took off.
You are doing great. And for those, I know you're listening, but I am so honored and appreciative to be here. We're actually recording this podcast in AJ's new studios. Tell us a little bit about the studio, kind of in the listeners, kind of describe where we're at and why you built this place.
Well, we're in San Marcos, Texas. It's called Redwood Studios. If you want to check it out, if you're listening right now, you can go to www.redwoodsoundstudios.com. And you can check it out. It gives you a layout of the place. But my idea was just have something really modern and modern and top of the line equipment, top of the line sound, and just a place for, you know, tranquility or a vibe. It's energy here. So when you come here, it's a space where you feel like, man, I want to create here. Your ideas start flowing. Because I've been to a lot of studios and, you know, they're not always the nicest, or they don't always have the best gear, or just depending where you're at. But I've been blessed to go to studios in LA. I've been to studios in Vegas. And I wanted to bring that here to the Tejano culture. I want Tejano people to be able to taste, you know, of something you would see over there, or you would hear, or you would see over there. I want to have the best mics, the best drums, the best consoles, the best equipment, because I feel like our people deserve that.
And you're out here nestled in the BFE Hayes County. I mean, I think I passed up 4 or 5 cows on my way out here.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful country. I mean, and literally you're out. I'm not going to say you're out in the middle of nowhere, because San Marcos, Texas is right there. You're close in. It's kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
It seems like you're out in the country in the middle of nowhere, but you're very close to the city.
Exactly.
And what I like about the studio is, like you said, state of the art. We're using these mics. Thank you for that. I'm looking at all the equipment in here and the recording studio and the facilities and amenities you have. Great. And for the listeners, the studio sits and surrounded by a wall, so it's like a compound, man. Think I'm in Mexico, you know, you got this compound, you got your tour bus, you got your 18-wheeler. I noticed the Tesla you drive is tucked away back in there as well. So you have plenty of room, and I'm very impressed with the, what do you call that, what you built there for artists and stuff who want to spend the night or spend a few days out here?
Oh, it's like a bungalow. So if it's like I don't know. It would be like a small apartment. It's like 700 square feet.
It has a bed, a little kitchen.
Yeah. Bedroom, kitchenette, showers, restrooms. Just a really luxury living, man. And you know, you want to come and record, you can spend a week here. You can bring your bus. You can bring your band. You can chill out. You can cook here. Like you said, it's like a compound, an acre. You can cook here. I have a gym. You can work out. You know, it's just
spend a few days, chill out.
You know, you can do whatever you want here, man. And you're kind of in the country, you know, so we don't have any problems, man. Nobody.
But less than a quarter of a mile down the road, there's a Mexican food restaurant. So
right across the street, actually.
You're covered right across the street.
Right across the street if you want some good carne asada tacos.
There you go. There you go. So, AJ, as your career started, when you made the decision, we're going to do this, what made your first mark? I mean, when did you realize that this dream of yours was going to become a reality?
Well, honestly, when I first recorded my first album, I didn't know what I was doing. I made a copy rotada of music. So on my first CD, I had cumbias, I had rancheras, I had conjunto, I had zydeco, I had a smooth jazz song. I just wanted to showcase my skills on the accordion. And, you know, I wanted people to know, you know, that I was talented and what I did. But, coming out with the album, I started playing little live shows and live gigs. And one of the first gigs I've ever done was in Austin. It was at a club called the Hano Ranch.
I played at the
Hano Ranch, and one of the, you know, first intro song we came out with, and it was a smooth jazz. And I remember the people looking at me crazy, you know, raza, Mexicanos, Tejanos, looking at me like, what the hell are they playing? Smooth jazz? A la madre, what the...
This is elevator music.
What the fuck is this? You know, so... What the fuck is this? You know, so... And I was like, damn.
You know, start throwing beer bottles at you?
Yeah, yeah.
It was
kind of like the Selena movie, Queremos Bailar, you know? And so quickly I changed it up, baby. Let's start doing a cumbia. And I just remember we came out, and you see people just like, oh, shit. Then everything changed. Mm-hmm. And then I came out with this cumbia called Todo Me Gusta De Ti. That was one of my first cumbias that I came out with, and that's a cover. And I saw the way... Mainly the way women would react to these type of songs.
Okay.
And I would see the dance floor, people would go crazy. And I was like, this is the shit that I need to do. This is what I need to capitalize on. This is my sound. This is what I need to do.
That's your niche.
Yeah, that's my niche. So the next album that I came out with was one of the songs I was telling you about. It's called Llorar y Llorar. It's another cover. So it's a cover that I came out with. And when I came out with it, I was telling you I sold 100,000 downloads.
100,000?
100,000 downloads. That was on iTunes. On iTunes. That's back when they were before streaming. That was in 2010.
Right. Just for those people who are not familiar with the term cover, can you explain that real quick? What is cover music?
A cover is a song that someone else recorded, and I used the lyrics, and I created my own
version of
music, my own version, and you just re-record it, and you know that's a cover.
Now, I know you're bad at remembering these things, but give or take, about how many albums have you recorded already?
I think I was telling you, I'm thinking it's 9 right now. So I have 9 CDs and 2 DVDs. So I recorded a live DVD in Tucson, Arizona at the Ava Amphitheater in Tucson. That was in like 2016. So if you can check that out, that's a good DVD. I'm going to have to give you one so you can check it out. That was
definitely.
That was a while back, and I need to do another... live DVD type of performance type of thing. Maybe we can do that here in San Marcos one
day. There you go. Let's do something live.
At a concert.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Johnny Cash did something out of a prison. Maybe we can do something.
I don't want to do it out of a prison.
Okay. All right. Hey, as we're looking at this, your career's taking off. What do you see in the near future? I mean, is this something you want to keep on doing for the next 5, 6, 7 years? Or you want to start getting more into the business side and use that degree you actually got? And running the studio, go out on the road more. What's the future look like for AJ?
No, I think I love to create music and continuing to tour, continuing to perform, because that's where...
Do you produce as well?
I produce my music. I produce other people's music. I started my own independent record label called G Music. So I signed my first artist this past year called Mike Gonzalez and the Iconics, which is Jimmy Gonzalez. You heard of Jimmy Gonzalez and Maz?
Of course.
This is his son's. So they came out. We just have a new single called Cuéntale a Todos that just was released and is doing great. It's on the charts everywhere here in Texas and even out of state. It's doing great. So that's my first artist from G Music. And, you know, we just opened the studio here, Redwood Sound Studios, doing that. But what I love is getting out there and touring and touching the people, meeting people, and performing, man. It's crazy. You were asking me about my fan base. Mm-hmm. But my fan base ranges from 3 to 73. I'll meet 3-year-old kids, and then I'll meet 73-year-old ladies, and they can sing all my songs. They know the lyrics. They know everything about me. So it's amazing. Yeah, it's crazy.
It makes sense. I mean, I've mentioned you to some folks that are my age, and they go, "Oh yeah, we know." And they start singing one of your songs or something. I go, I'm impressed. So you do have a you have a wide variety of a wide demographic of fans and listeners. So as this success is produced and you want to do more of the business in, you have an event coming up that I'm excited about because you reached out. I'm actually helping you with this. So I'm going to be pushing it. And that's June 15th in San Marcos, Texas. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing Fiesta San Marcos. And it's going to be an outdoor concert event. And AJ is going to be headlining. But kind of give us an idea of some of the other bands you have that are going to be playing.
It's going to be a great day, a festival for the entire family. Bring everybody out. It's on June 15th, Plaza Park Stage in San Marcos, Texas. I'm excited about I haven't performed in San Marcos in a few years. It's been maybe 3 or 4 years, so we're excited about that. Five groups, myself, AJ Castillo, my band. We're going to have Jaime de Anda de los Chamacos. We're going to have Mike Gonzalez in the Iconics, Los Desperados from San Antonio, and then we're also going to have the Crazy Pimps from Eagle Pass, Texas. So it's going to be a powerful lineup, cumbias, rancheras, conjunto, tejano.
The whole bit.
The whole deal, man.
And we're starting at 2 in the afternoon.
We're starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Going to 11 o'clock at night.
2 to 11.
We'd go later, but the local authorities won't let us do that.
They won't let us, but you know, Raza, we're probably going to keep
going. Kick me out, Cabrón. Kick me out.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is going to be, and where can they, I mean, tickets are on sale now.
You can get tickets. You can search eventbrite.com. Just search AJ Castillo or San Marcos. You can Google it. You can go to the website, ajcastillo.com, or you can also go to
Fiesta San Marcos. .org, I believe.
FiestaSanMarcos.org.
And it shows you the lineup and you can buy tickets.
The lineup, ticket sales, if you want to be a vendor, if you want to be a sponsor, it's all on the website. So check that out, www.FiestaSanMarcos.org.
So you're going to have some good taquitos there?
We're going to have taquitos, turkey legs, burgers.
Some cervezas.
The whole nine and some drinks, okay. Some refreshments.
All right. And for those of you, especially my friends, because I know who you are, no outside food or beverages, okay? Get them there. Support
AJ.
You're
going to have to start checking people's purses.
I know. Okay.
You know how the Raza, they bring the little bottles. They bring the little bottles.
I'm going to be walking the fence line perimeter because, you know, they'll try to sneak under the fence.
JR is going to be security that day.
That's right, there, man. That's right. But what's impressed me, AJ, is that, as we've talked about this before, is that a portion of the proceeds from the event, assuming this first year, and I'm sure it'll be successful, you're actually going to give back to the community.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We're giving back to the San Marcos School District. So that's amazing for me, you know, being a teacher
and being a teacher
and believing in our youth, man. Our youth is the future, you know. Talking about teachers, even teachers don't realize how much power they have over kids, you know, how much of an influence you are. And it's a beautiful thing, man, and we're excited to give back and even give scholarships and help our raza, you know, from the San Marcos area.
Absolutely, and today is the recording of this. Earlier today, we actually had the San Marcos Chamber of Commerce come out here for a ribbon cutting for your studio. It's a great crowd and very good thing. So I'm going to do a shout out, San Marcos Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much for coming out and doing a ribbon cutting at Redwood Studios. It was good meeting a lot of you for the first time. We took a lot of pictures. I'm sure we're going to put some of these pictures up on your Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook, so, Instagram. And Snapchat.
So we'll definitely
send us some DMs. It goes down in the DMs.
Okay.
You know what that is, JR, or no?
Yeah, I'm old, okay, but I'm not that old. Yeah. Okay. I even know what hashtag is. So for real.
The pound.
The pound. I call it the tic tac toe sign. So AJ, is this Fiesta San Marcos? I think it's going to be a great event. I'm very excited and honored to be working with you on this. I know it's going to be successful. Everybody's going to benefit. But is this a one-time event or is this something you want to continue?
No, I plan on doing this yearly, man. I'm excited about it. I think so. We're going to do it annually and each year just get bigger and bigger, man.
Because you actually moved to San Marcos, didn't you?
Yes, I actually live here in San Marcos now. We got the recording studio and it's amazing, man. Just coming from Austin, you know, I grew up in Austin and I've lived in Austin. And to come here to San Marcos and to feel the community and the people here are just nice, man. And it's just a big difference. I never thought I'd be living in San Marcos. You know, I've lived in San Antonio. I lived in Austin. You know, I travel all over the place and I travel through San Marcos all the time. Even, you know, going to college, I was coming back and forth to Austin from San Antonio. And, you know, I never thought about San Marcos as a place where I'd be. But now that I'm here, It's incredible, man. It's beautiful.
I think it's a testament to the city and the people, because you are very, you have traveled in a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
You've seen a lot of cities, mm-hmm. but yet you chose San Marcos to be your home and the home of your studios. I mean, that's great.
Exactly.
And as I said, the San Marcos Chamber of Commerce was out here earlier. They were just, I mean, it was kind of, they were excited to meet you. I mean, guys, I took more pictures. I remember the time where people used to ask me to be in pictures. Now they just say, JR, can you take this picture of AJ and me? I go, sure. So the unofficial photographer for AJ, we got a lot of folks out here. He was given a tour of the facilities, and a couple of folks wanted to see inside his tour bus. We did that. And we even had a Ruben Vecetta, the county judge, came out. County judge came out and said a few words. So it was a great gathering of folks, a great ribbon cutting. And welcome to San Marcos. I mean, I'm not from here, but I went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
I left a lot of my parents' money here. So
so you were here before it was Texas State.
Yeah, I was here when it was Texas State, Southwest Texas State University.
Southwest Texas. Yeah.
And don't think it was, I went here when it was called Normal College, because that would have been like real, I'd have been really old then.
Damn.
But yeah, I went, it was interesting because right now, Texas State University is a Hispanic serving institution, which means over 25% of the population, so Latinos, so Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came to Texas State and enrolled back in the good old days, hombre, there was, I think when I enrolled, I increased the Hispanic population on campus by at least 33%, because there was me, the groundskeepers, and the cafeteria ladies.
Oh, okay.
And that was about it, man. It was a hard time finding Latinos.
You were the only brown guy?
I was one of the very few brown men or women on campus at the time. So it's really changed. It's a great institution. I still do work with them. Very, very proud of the university for all the things they've accomplished. And hopefully we'll get some of those students coming to your concert as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be what?
It's going to be lit.
Okay, so you're going to have lights on?
No. That means it's going to be popping.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a party.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun time.
Got it. That's a little modern day slang there.
It's going to be lit. Okay.
So it's going to be groovy.
Okay. Taking it back.
Oh, taking it way back, even before my time. All right. No. It's going. So, guys, if you're interested in buying tickets or coming out, definitely come out, find me. I'll be hanging around, working security, keeping folks from coming under the fence.
And taking pictures.
And taking a lot of pictures, because AJ doesn't want to spring for a professional photographer. Here, JR, you do it. But you can find that again, fiestasanmarcos.org. Fiestasanmarcos.org. Go look up AJ. And guys, if you haven't heard AJ's music, if you're hearing about him for the first time, I encourage you, Google him, go to YouTube, listen to some of his tunes. I mean, it is something that wants to make you dance. It just kind of gets your blood boiling. It wakes you up in the morning. It gets you going. You want to dance.
It's that energy.
I know that when you hear that beat, your feet start moving.
You have to move your body.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, AJ, any thoughts? Any thoughts for any young upcoming musicians out there?
No, just follow your dreams and continue to practice, work at your craft. I mean, that's the most important thing. Believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to believe in you.
There you go.
So that's where it starts. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen for you. You know, you just, you know, stay strong, what you believe. Just continue to work hard, man. I think a lot of people forget, you know, a lot of people want to be famous. They want to be rich. They want to have all these things, but they forget to put in the most important part, and that's the work. You know, they want to get... They think there's a shortcut to success, and there's no shortcut, bro. It's years and years and hours and hours and hours of grinding and failure and learning and just getting better.
There's no elevator to the top of the mountain.
No,
there?
There's not, bro.
Step by step.
But you know, people think that. People think they're going to be people think that they're going to be influencers, mm-hmm. and they're going to be big at this and that. But it's like, okay, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's possible. But you just got to work at what you do. Yeah. You have to work at it.
Those possibilities are rare, and it's kind of a fluke, but nothing beats putting in the work. So with that said, folks, once again, my name is J.R. Gonzalez. You've been listening to the Latino Business Report. You can find our entire library of work on latinobusinessreport.com. We also have all of our episodes on YouTube. AJ, I cannot thank you enough for lending me your equipment. It is so cool being in the studio recording with doing a podcast with you.
Face to face.
Face to face.
Mano a mano.
There you go.
Let me hear you say this. It don't get no better than this.
It don't get no better than this.
There you go.
My English teacher's going to kill me. It don't get no better than this. JR Gonzalez with the Latino Business Report. Until next time, have a great day and stay safe.